You're listening to Fearless Broadcasting, brought to you by members of 12160.org. More information can be found at fearlessbroadcasting.info. Attention, the following is a 12160.org news alert. Agenda 21 alert: $250 million plan to brainwash your children. Cassandra Henderson. Infowars.com. January 7, 2010. On January 6, 2010, Obama proudly unveiled his innovative agenda, financed by public-private partnerships. The goal is to train over 100,000 elementary school math and science teachers. The Intel Foundation has committed to spending $200 million to this venture, with four other companies providing another $50 million. The mainstream media's spin on this story was that this is a gift to increase American children's test scores. And most people believe this is a wonderful investment in the future and don't understand the real intention behind the gift, with strings attached. Do you think that depopulation of the planet is wonderful? Do you think that the destruction of individual rights and the Constitution is wonderful? Do you think that clearing humans from 50% of America's landscape is wonderful? Anytime you hear the phrase public-private partnership, you can be sure that a corporation or foundation is benefiting, as PPPs are the tool of fascism. The private component of the PPP is the money partner and is always interested in profit and power. When they couple with the government the public component of the PPP, the benefit is enforcement of policies, tax breaks, fees, etc. Please find out more by watching Joan Bond's videos featured on Infowars December 3rd. After doing a little research on Intel's website and its affiliation with the EPA and the United Nations, the implications are clear. Intel is preoccupied with the global warming hoax and intends to institute Agenda 21 Sustainable Development by indoctrinating children through education. Lori Wigbold, Intel's Ecotechnology General Manager and Green Queen, went to the Copenhagen Convention and wrote in her blog that technology could provide a structure for people to telecommute from home so that, ultimately, we may need fewer roads. Remember that the collectivists' agenda is to concentrate people in cities and remove them from the land. If there are no roads, the land becomes off-limits. Further, Intel's Corporate Responsibility Director, Michael Jacobson, glorifies the alliance between Intel and the United Nations in his blog regarding the United Nations Global Compact. The United Nations Global Compact is based on the Rio Declaration of Environment and Development from 1992, and is Agenda 21 Sustainable Development. Soft language is used, but the underlying message is that an international governing body should regulate all things concerning human interaction with the environment. The man-made global warming hoax is one of the biggest weapons of propaganda and legal action that the collectivists use. Lastly, education is a tool that the globalists use to promote their programs, and is clearly documented in their own materials. For example, California's Assembly Bill 30 to cap and trade, the final report states, ARB will also rely on partners throughout the state to develop and display options for curricula that will enhance the K-12, community college, trade technical training programs, and programs at four-year colleges. The good news: being forewarned is being forearmed. You can teach your children about ClimateGate and get other parents involved. You can educate the educators and become more involved in what your child learns. Also in today's news we find: homeschoolers arrested in New York, slavery returns to America. Kurt Nimmo. Infowars.com. January 6, 2009. In a move designed to send a message to parents, a Montgomery County, New York, couple were arrested and ticketed for homeschooling their children and failing to register them with the school district. Richard Cressy, 47, and Margie Cressy, 41, both of the town of Glen, never registered their four children or their homeschooling curriculum with the local school district, said the sheriff's office, reports WRGB, a CBS affiliate in Albany, New York. The superintendent of the Fonda Fulton Valley Central School District confirmed the four children, ranging in age from 8 to 14, had not been registered with the school district for the last 7 years. The couple may lose custody of their children. The case has been turned over to the Montgomery County District Attorney and the Child Protective Unit. On his radio show today, Alex Jones said the arrest and demand that parents turn their offspring over to the state is like a scene out of Planet of the Apes. In the cult classic, apes hunt humans and intern them in a slave gulag. Police and the CPs are acting like apes on the hunt. Jones pointed out that there is no law in New York criminalizing homeschooling and the arrest was predicated on a color of law regulation. Local and state governments around the country have moved to criminalize homeschooling and force children to attend dangerous public schools. In 2008 in California, an appeals court ruled that parents do not have a constitutional right to homeschool their children. Earlier this year, a German couple asked for asylum in the United States after the German government ruled that homeschooling their children was illegal. Yul Romich and his family moved to Tennessee after the state threatened to fine him and take away his children. Romich, an evangelical Christian, objects to German school textbooks containing language and ideas that conflict with his family's values. Provisions in the California Education Code require persons between the ages of 6 and 18 to be in public full-time day school, or a private full-time day school, or instructed by a tutor who holds a valid state teaching credential for the grade being taught. The Second Appellate Court in Los Angeles argued that keeping the children at home deprived them of situations where they could interact with people outside the family. In other words, that court ruled that parents had no right to decide who their children interact with socially and that decision will be left to the state and bureaucrats. The ruling dramatically affects more than 200,000 homeschooled children in California. The California educational system is notorious for its pro-homosexual curriculum. Children attending California government schools are taught explicitly to avoid discriminatory attitudes and practices toward homosexuals in accordance with state laws that fund revised curriculum and unspecified tolerance programs, writes Julie Foster. In addition to tolerance programs, public education emphasizes sex education, teaching children how to be promiscuous, and suicide and death education. A study conducted in 2002 revealed that public schools are infested with drugs. Half of all teens and 60% of high school teens report that drugs are used, kept, or sold at their schools. Students at these schools are 3 times more likely to smoke, drink, or use illicit drugs than students whose schools are substance-free, according to the study. According to officials in New York and California, parents have no right to protect their children from drugs or shelter them from sexual and social brainwashing contrary to their values. As noted by Michael Ferris, chairman and general counsel of the Homeschool Legal Defense Association, judges around the country are responding to the United Nations Convention on the Rights of the Child (CRC). In the 2002 case of Bihari v. Reno, one federal court said that even though the convention was never ratified, it still has an impact on American law, Ferries explained on the LifeSit News website. The fact that virtually every other nation in the world has adopted it has made it part of customary international law, and it means that it should be considered part of American jurisprudence. The CRC was adopted by the United Nations in 1989 but not ratified by Congress. If passed, it would have a negative impact on domestic law and practice in the United States. Article VI of our Constitution makes treaties, and remember, conventions are viewed as treaties, the supreme law of the land. The CRC would be treated as superior to laws in every state regarding the parent-child relationship. This would include issues regarding education, health care, family discipline, the child's role in family decision-making, and a host of other subjects, writes Michael Smith for The Washington Times. Many believe under Obama the treaty will eventually be signed and legally binding for millions of parents in the United States. Article 29 of the CRC limits the right of parents and others to educate children by requiring that all such schools support both the Charter and principles of the United Nations and a list of specific values and ideals, for instance, the principle of world government, the demonstrably bogus climate change agenda, population reduction, in short, the entire globalist program. Every conceivable sphere of human activity is being analyzed and then planned for so that it will come under the ultimate control of the United Nations. It is becoming a world legislature, world court, world department of education, world welfare agency, world planning center for industry, science and commerce, world finance agency, world police force, and world anything else anyone might want or might not want, wrote Ezra Taft Benson in An Enemy Hath Done This. The Copenhagen Summit on Climate Change revealed that the United Nations is a front organization for the global elite, and its transparent humanist facade will be done away with after world government is established. The United Nations, by and large, is a debating club for leaders and dictators of impoverished third world nations. Charlotte Dieter Bitt, who served as senior policy advisor in the Office of Educational Research and Improvement in the U.S. Department of Education during the Reagan administration, has documented how public education is designed to dumb down children and prepare them for socialism, that it is to say a world government, dictated by an elite who are not socialist in the commonly held sense of the word. For the elite, socialism is the perfect control mechanism. As the late Anthony C. Sutton noted, socialism is the most inefficient way to run a society ever conceived by man. It has come to the United States only because it is very much in the interest of the global financial elite to obtain total control of society and the world. Only a dumbed-down population, with no memory of America's roots as a prideful nation, could be expected to willingly succumb to the global workforce training planned by the Carnegie Corporation and the John D. Rockefellers, Eagerbit notes. Eagerbit cites Roland Gaither, who wrote that foundations, agencies, especially Carnegie, Rockefeller, and Ford use their grant-making power to so alter life in the United States that we can be comfortably merged with the Soviet Union, that is to say a global authoritarian government employing the ruse of socialism to control and manage billions of people. Millions of people now understand the globalist agenda and are actively removing their children from the brainwashing and social conditioning in addition to violence and drug addiction factories known as public schools. New York and California, operating under the color of law, are attempting in a feeble manner to intimidate homeschool parents. In order for the CRC and the globalist agenda to work, future generations must be reduced to non-thinking and irrational jellyfish capable of only following orders. The elite are in the process of organizing and formulating a huge planetary Borg hive. The end game is eugenics and a massive culling of the herd. This can only be done if humanity is reduced to a condition of thoughtless slavery. As Alex Jones said on his radio show today, government is a cult and they want to force you to join. In order to do this, they are turning our children into little Manchurian candidates. You're listening to Fearless Broadcasting, brought to you by members of 12160.org. More information can be found at fearlessbroadcasting.info.